Choose not to live in a world of filters. Realize your mistakes. Set the foundation for your success. Get some wins. Knucklehead Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of Knucklehead Podcast. And we've got with us today, Brandon Cox, an accountant. And so before you stop and rewind the clock and decide to go to another one, listen, this is somebody who is responsible for the details of your business, in addition to what you being responsible for. So listen up, pay attention. There's a lot of gold in some of these mistakes. As a matter of fact, he'll share an experience with you on something that was probably a little bit difficult to go through, I'm sure. So welcome to the show, Brandon. How you doing?
I'm doing really well, Stephen. Thanks for inviting me. I'm really excited to be able to talk about this with you guys.
You bet, man. You bet. Most of the accountants that I know don't want to talk about the mistakes they've made because that means that they wouldn't be very good accountants.
Right. Sure. Yeah. So with specifically with this podcast, it is useful for even other business owners that aren't going to be accountants, that don't have accounting background, to be able to say, well, hey, you know, even if an accountant made a mistake, whether it's regarding accounting or not, it's something that they should probably pay attention to, and it's something that could very well happen to them as well. I guess the first thing I'd probably start with that was, I guess, knucklehead for me to get involved with, this is something that actually happened to me just this past week that I learned quite the hard lesson with. And this is even a part of an accounting function, but at the same time, it's just general business. I got involved with a business that they do like repair services, and I've been working with them for probably about the last 2 or 3 months. And when I first started, I always have clients sign a contract. And then my contract specifies how much I charge per hour or what the cost per month is, when the expected time is to pay. So for me, I'm net 15, meaning all my clients are expected to pay me within 15 days, and you get a penalty if you don't pay within those 15 days. And after so many penalty payments, you determine the contract gets terminated. So, and I do that for a few reasons. I do that so I don't end up doing a ton of work for clients and never see anything.
Sure.
Yeah, and then the other reason too is to make sure that I'm allocating my time properly. So if I have a client that needs 20 hours worth of work in 1 week, you know, I'd like to put more effort into them versus someone who only needs, you know, maybe 20 minutes, just a few things here and there to update. I got to kind of allocate my time more accordingly to fit those schedules. And if someone's, you know, obviously not going to pay, then that becomes a problem for anybody. Well, the issue that I had this past week was I had mentioned to him, said, hey, you know, you have an outstanding balance of, I want to say it was like $500. So, you know, you've got till, you know, one more day. It's been 14 days. You got one more day left until you end up getting a penalty. I've never had any of my clients ever come up to that. I've just never had that issue. And I got shot an email back within maybe 2 minutes was, you know, you signed my contract, but I don't recall ever signing your contract. So,
wow.
Yeah. So what happened? Initially in the beginning, this was one of my first clients, and I was looking at just trying to make some money, get things going, and I never had any issues with him paying me on time. Well, that was because he had a virtual secretary who was doing all of his invoices for him, so he never had a problem. He never had to do the work himself. Well, recently that virtual assistant was let go, and he handled all the invoices since then. And he explained, he's like, you know, if I had to write a check every week, there's no way I would ever be able to have time to do my business. And so he's like, I will pay you at the end of next month. Unfortunately, you know, cash flow is a big thing in any business. And this is where it gets into even an accounting perspective. If you can't predict when you're going to have your money properly and, you know, you can't expect it to come in at the right time, well, that can cause a problem with your cash flow. Your expenses could start exceeding your profits. You're not going to have any money to pay your liabilities, and your business can go down quickly, which is why I have a penalty for late payments, is just to avoid that simple thing. And in most people's contracts, they do. So where did I mess up? I messed up by letting this go for 3 months. I had asked the guy 3 different times to sign the contract. And every time I was like, hey, you know, I'm out of town, blah, blah, blah. So, all right, fine, you know, whatever. Things seem to be going good. I'm not going to really rough this guy up at all for this. And that became a problem just this past week where now he shot back and said, you know, I didn't sign your contract, so I'm not obligated to do anything. And, you know, I always make a joke, but there's three people you don't generally like to, I guess, do that to in any business. It's your managers for your company, your lawyers, yeah, and your accountants, because they help.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, you know, they help run your business. Like, if I had a lawyer on retainer, the last thing I would do is come up to him and say, well, I didn't sign any contract for you, especially when it's not really a lot of money. You know, this company is making about $800,000 in revenue so far this year, so they aren't exactly short on cash. And I'm not exactly charging them more than fair market value for my services either.
I think that those types of mistakes, quite frankly, Brandon, are for first-time business owners or people who are just kind of wanting to dip their toe into entrepreneurship. That would 100% blow them out of the water, and they would wreck somebody. Because if they didn't, because I remember whenever I ran my first business, I didn't have some type of AR function. Meaning, if you didn't pay on the day that you were supposed to be paid, like, my AR was, I hounded you, and then you never wanted to do business with me again.
Exactly.
Because I was an idiot. And I was scared that you were never going to pay. And bills to pay. It was a terrible business, you know,
yeah.
But you know what I mean? So those types of behaviors, if somebody can listen to somebody who's supposed to be buttoned up, so to speak, and an accountant can, and they hear that, they can go, oh shoot, well, everybody makes mistakes here, you know?
Yeah.
So that, I really think that your story is very relevant.
Right when that happened is when we started talking. I said, well, there's going to be a great talking point to bring that up alone, is you have to have contracts with your clients. You have to have contracts with people that are going to be involved in more than just a retail sale. If you're doing something as an independent contractor for somebody or freelancing out, you need to have a contract that's written out. And I would suggest looking at having an attorney look at it just to make sure that there are no issues. You know, because on the flip side too, if that person decides that they don't want to pay you, or they decide they don't want to use your services, and they terminate the contract illegally for a breach of contract, the other thing you got to consider too is it worth pursuing anything for it? In my instance, it's not. So $500 for my company isn't worth the legal fees, the court costs, anything, time out of my day to go chase $500 down for a client. You know, I can very easily say, you know, I'll continue on my services with somebody else. You know, wish you the best of luck. Hope you find somebody else in time. But that's, you know, that's one of the things you have to think about when getting in business, or even if you've been in business for a while, if you're not doing contracts, you really need to really get into those.
Those shades of gray, those I guess those often overlooked details within the, you know, just between folks.
Right.
That's where water gets muddied, and then at the same time, that's where people live. And when people live there, I mean, you're not necessarily dealing with the most, cream of the crop, so to speak. It's just it's kind of a pain. No, I understand where you're coming from there. Well, I appreciate you taking some time to share even just that lesson with us in itself. I mean, are you relatively new to business, or I mean, I'm assuming that this is something that caught you off guard just because you've had kind of really good experiences thus far since you've been in business, or is this the first time that this has happened to you?
So this is the first time that this has happened to me. I've been in business for about a year and a half now. This past couple months, since about June is when I started actually taking my business national. I actually have more clients outside of my local area than I do inside my local area.
Good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks. And a lot of that is social media content and presence and making myself known, giving out great advice and tips to people so they see where my knowledge and expertise is. And if it's something they're interested in, they get in contact with me and we always go from there. But I've never once had that issue. And I think it's always been because I usually screen clients beforehand just to see, okay, what kind of business does this person have? What does this person's revenue look like? And are they someone that would appear to me that they wouldn't pay? Because even though as a business owner, you enjoy doing what you do, but you can't do it for free. So
that's 100%. You're exactly right.
Right. I don't like ever sending anybody to collections, and I really haven't so far, but you know, the day that I have to do that is going to be a bummer for me, because it's almost feel like you're kind of hurting your own clients, but at the same time, they're doing the exact same thing to you. So that's something you kind of got to get over is if you have people that you're bending over backwards and you're doing a lot of work for, you know, you should be compensated fairly for what you do. And don't be afraid to say, hey, look, you do owe money for something, you know, because your business will fail if you let that happen multiple times. Eventually, your business will collapse.
Yeah, you can't outpace or outwork, you know, people that'll go out of their way to, you know, to avoid being fiduciarily responsible for your, you know, for quite frankly, for your work. And, it's what you're owed. So that's interesting. You know, I appreciate you having the courage, first of all, to share that, you know, mistake, so to speak, and, the learning lesson from it. So,
and I think you touched on a good point there with people, you know, especially with your business, your first one that you're talking about, how you had to hound somebody down for money for your AR, which is your accounts receivable. That is some, you know, that's what a lot of people do when they first start off. They don't really know how to handle it, and they're almost afraid to ask for money. And that was something that I got, you know, I had to get over when I first started a business too, because I was like, oh, I just want to be awesome. I just want to be helpful. But at the same time, you know, that didn't exactly pay for my groceries either. So.
You just hit the nail right on the head. When you start to mix, you know, small business, the emotional component of running a business, and then being a type A, the fact that you actually even run a business to begin with, you're a leader, you know, you're an alpha. There's a difficult part when, you know, you almost feel disrespected, and then you almost forget to separate the business and the emotions and, you know, kind of the dogmatic nature of just the X's and O's. And so, you know, that's why it's helpful sometimes to have a, you know, an offensive defensive coordinator separated up in the skybox, looking down, seeing things differently than being so close to the motion or so close to the action on the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So Brandon, thanks. I appreciate you coming on the show today, man. It's never easy to admit a mistake, but for those guys who are like me, who are a knucklehead, they're not betas. They don't. It's not that they don't follow. They just know that when they're doing something new and for the first time, they're going to mess it up. What's the best way to get in touch with somebody like you who can help them navigate some of those obstacles?
Right. So if you want to get in touch with me, my company is BMC Accounting LLC. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me at bmcaccountingllc.com. I got a lot of great content on there as well. I do have some blogs to talk about tax and accounting for business owners and for individuals as well. I promise they're not boring, because I know the audiences don't generally like to read tax and accounting stuff, but it is a very important component to everybody's business because it's a large portion of your money that you have to pay out. You can also find me on just about any free listing, such as Yelp, Foursquare, all the different listings as well.
Fantastic. That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking some time, folks. You heard how to get in touch with them. Small business owners, large business owners, people who are looking at cost modeling on new projects, and they want to have some help. People like Brandon, who've been there, done that, can provide some significant value to your business. So you heard how to get in touch with them there. You can listen to Knucklehead Podcast anytime, up iTunes, your favorite podcast listening app. You can find us on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. But we appreciate you taking some time and not being beta and joining the show, Brandon. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Steve. You take care.